Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Life is filled with a lot of beautiful things if we look around and see it. But we have to really look around and see it, because if we don't look around, we're going to miss it. And we're not going to see all the wonderful things that are going on. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I like me. We've said that often, haven't we? I like me. I like me is kind of a fascinating concept. What are you going to do to like yourself? What am I going to do to like myself? Well, what I do is to think happy thoughts. What I do is to think about the beautiful things in life. What I do is to think about all of the joy and the peace and the harmony and the love that's everywhere. Now, if I don't want to be happy, I can think of the sad things. And these are not real. These are just temporary. They come and go, and they disappear from us, and they come back to us, and they're all sorts of interesting things. But what is the truth? What is the truth? What is it really that I am? What is it really that's important in life? I think that what's important in life is to live in a happy body, and a happy body only comes from thinking happy thoughts. To live in a happy mind, yes, and a happy mind only comes from having happy thoughts in my mind. From living in a happy world, and that only comes from having happy thoughts in my world, in my mind. Now, as I think happy thoughts, everyone in my world thinks happy thoughts. Well, that's kind of ludicrous, that's kind of stupid. Why would everyone in your world think happy thoughts? Because you think happy thoughts. Well, everyone in my world thinks happy thoughts because they are a reflection of my thought. They are a mirror of who I am in me. Now, that's not true. You look outside of yourself and you see a tree that is, has a branch that's broken. You talk to someone and they have a heart that's broken. You talk to someone and they've just lost a loved one. And it makes them feel very sad, very unhappy. Ah, yes. We let the outer things make us feel sad and unhappy. Did we have a long and wonderful relationship with the person before they took off to another dimension? Possibly, maybe not as long as we'd like it to be. We'd like it to be forever. We'd like us to go before they do. That's what our usual thinking is. Well, that's silly. That's silly. We don't want to die. We'd want them to die. And they'll never die as long as they're in our hearts and in our minds and in our being. Because we love them. Because we love ourselves. Now, can we all live in a body that is immortal? Can we all live in a mind that is eternal? Can we all live in a life that never ends? And the answer is yes. Have you ever met anyone who did? Well, to tell you the truth, when a person is doing that, they don't tell you about it. They just do it. When a person has a spiritual healing, and are totally healed of anything from the past, of any illness that ever disturbed them, they don't remember that. No one else remembers it either, because it is like it never happened. Now, death never happened. Really, if you have someone in your life that was very dear to you, and you allowed them to be released from your life and go into another dimension, that's great. Now, you could go along in another dimension with them if you want. And you could stay here on this dimension. And they could remain here on this dimension with you too. Because they really are. They're living on many dimensions all at once. But for some reason or other, and we might figure that out, we might think about that sometime seriously. For some reason or other, we have allowed ourselves to let these people go from this dimension into another dimension. And we have not realized that they're still here in this dimension with us now. And that we have not allowed ourselves to see them in this dimension and to know them in this dimension. Herb, that is stupid. They'll put you in the loony bin for thinking things like that. No, they won't. Because that's the truth. Life is eternal. And this physical body, this physical experience, this physical life that we have here on planet Earth is eternal. It goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Now, that we choose to let people go from our consciousness that we choose to release from our thinking. We say, well, they're dying, you know. Well, my dog is dead, my mother is dead, father, brother, sister, whomever is in our family that has moved down to another dimension, we let them go. Well, now that's okay. That's okay. They have the freedom to come and go and do what they want. But we have the freedom to continue to create them immortal in our existence. We have the ability, we have the talent, we have the right, we have the ability, and we've said that, we have ability, talent, right, we have that to create them still living right here. And we do that. Just as they only lived in our life, in our thought, so they will live forever in our thought. Now you say, well, they had a physical body. Sure, they had a physical body. And the physical body was changing every minute. One day they were fat, one day they were thin, one day they were short, one day they were tall, one day they were a baby, and then the next day they were an adult. How interesting, how interesting. If that was their immortal reality, then it would always be the same, wouldn't it? Now, what is the immortal reality you have created for someone you love, or I have created for someone I love? Now, I think of my mother. She is a terrific lady, and we had a lot of good experiences, a lot of tough ones too, but a lot of good ones, and I remember the good ones. And she taught me all sorts of wonderful things. She opened up doors in my consciousness that were beautiful. And every time I think of her, I think of her opening doors for me. Every time I'm in California, and Mother's in Wisconsin, and I don't think of anything bad. I don't think, she's dead, she's dead, she's in Wisconsin, she's away from me. That's silly. I mean, you'd think I was very loony if I said something like that. You know your mother's only in Wisconsin, you know. And when our sons and daughters and what have you go away in the service and they're off to some foreign land fighting, if we do not continue to wrap them in our pure white light of love and think of them every moment as doing beautiful, loving things like they would do wherever they are, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Life is eternal. Life is immortal. Now, are you willing, ready, and able to live in that consciousness? Are you willing to step into this next awareness, this awareness of immortality? This awareness that it is here now, and that you are in it, and that you are immortal, and that everyone in your world is immortal? Do you think of your passed on mother, father, or whomever who have gone on to another dimension as far as you're concerned? Whenever you think of them, pop, right back they are in your heart and your mind and your soul. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. And do you want to hang on to these people, or do you want to live in the present? Do you want to live in an ever-changing, ever-moving, ever-dynamic center? That's why I moved from Wisconsin to California. I left my mother behind. She didn't mind. She says, go and have fun, son. She says, you always know how to have fun, and I do. Do you? Are we willing to let go of the past? Are we willing to leave mother in Wisconsin, and we go to California, and not think that mother has died? How silly that would be, wouldn't it? Perhaps she did move on to another dimension. Maybe we go back and we bury her, you know, and we do those things, but where is she really? Is she in that box, in that coffin, in that urn? No way. Where she is in my heart. And where she always is in my heart. And I don't need to think about her every moment of the day. I think about her when I choose. And when I think about her, it is all beautiful and wonderful and good. Now, that's my immortality. What about your immortality? Do you have immortality that is immortal? Do you have those living in your life who have always lived in your life still very much there? Even though you may not be able to feel their bodies or hear their voice, you can always feel their body if you wish, if you have that capacity, and you do. You can always hear their voice if you wish, and you do. Yes, many times in our dreams we are with those whom we loved. And we don't think of them as being gone or not gone. We just think of them as being there in reality. Now, truly, maybe that gives us thought to think, what is reality? Is it our dream, or is it the physical world that we think that is reality? What is our reality? Interesting concept. Well, for today, let's just know that life is immortal, eternal, everlasting. And we do live forever and ever, and we do have a wonderful world in which we live, because we are wonderful. Yes, we are wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.